Let's just review where we've been, and then we're going to surge ahead. We had begun with this Mishnah, Kiddushin Daf Pei Mabez. And remember, we had seen there were five basic dinim in our Mishnah. Number one was the basic Isser Yichud. There was the din of two women and one man. That's also Aser. We just point out that's Aser Midrabanan. Chad Bechad, one-on-one, Beseser, is an Isser Daraisa. One man, two women, that's an Isser Drabanan. Two men and one woman, that's Heter Gamer. The Mishnah also had gone on to talk about the fact that there's no Isser, if it's Ishto Imo, you can be Misyache with Shtei Nashim, Bizman She Ishto Imo, and there's no Isser Yichud with Imo or Bito. So those are the basic five dinim that emerged from this core introductory Mishnah. And we saw the Gemara had unpacked this a little bit. The Svara for why Shtei Nashim V'Ish Echad drops down to Issur Drabanan, Shnei Anashim V'Isha Achas, that drops all the way down to not only not Asur Midrat Min HaTorah, not even Asur Midrat, that's Hetzer Gamor, Isha Achas Misyachez V'Shnei Anashim. They explain any time you introduce a third person, it's number one, it's no longer Beseser. It's not, it's three is a crowd. So that's not the context, that's not the sort of case that the Torah forbade. That's not what the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk is talking about Beseser. I don't know if I mentioned last time, Rav Shach developed in Avi Ezri, his Sefer on Rambam, on the Rambam here in Hilchos Yichud, that's the 22nd parak of Issur Bia. He points out that Issur Yichud Daraisa is a concern that may lead to further chet. There's a concern that may lead to znus. And more than that, is the two people alone, he says it's a little bit like a contactless intimacy. As Kirov Basar, we know that's the previous Simon, Simon Chafal, of what we colloquially refer to as Negiya. Kirov Basar, to touch an Erva, to touch the woman to whom I'm forbidden, so that's an Iser. It's not an act of Gilui Arayos, but it's an inappropriate contact. Kirov Basar, inappropriate closeness. So Rav Shach develops the idea that even Yichud Daraisa, one-on-one, there's no physical contact, to use the word that's become in vogue for the last couple of months, is contactless, but it's a contactless Kiruv. There's something intimate about the situation, inappropriately intimate about the situation, even though no one's touching anyone else, but they're B'Yichud together. So when it's B'Seser, when a man and woman alone together, that's an Isser Yichud Daraisa. When you add a third person, it's number one, it's no longer that sort of intimate situation. It's not Beseser, it's not what the Torah is describing, and doesn't have this Kiruv aspect to it. And moreover, you're obviously significantly reducing the concern that this scenario could lead to an actual act of Znus, of Gilei Arayos. Anytime you add a third person, you significantly reduce that chance. But as the Gemara had explained, Nashim Daitan Kalos, the psychodynamics of the situation are such that adding a second woman will reduce the chance that this leads to znus, but not as much as adding a second man. So adding a second woman, you're still above the threshold of a probability that creates an issur drabanan. Add a second man, then already, because he's not presumed to be a participant, the presence of a non-participant reduces the chance of znus so much that there's no Isser Yichud whatsoever. That's what we had seen in the Gemara last time. And we had left off also with a question that I want to take a look at. And that is, you take a look at Shulchan Aruch, right over here. Shulchan Aruch Beis Rambam says, Ashul Hesyachein, Sif Aleph, Erva Meharayos, Bein Zekein, Bein Yalda. Doesn't matter, that's according to the Rambam, doesn't matter whether she's older than he is, she's younger than he is. The davar zeh garav legalos erva. This scenario of inappropriate intimacy, inappropriate aloneness, can cause to can lead to actual znus. Chutz, mena'emim b'na, avim bito. So parents and children, as well as habalim ishtonida. A couple is married, so even though part of the month she is a nida, and the implication of this line of Shulchan Aruch as a Rambam, whom he is quoting, holds that the nida is an iser erva. It's a iser bia with kares. So apparently, normally yichud with a nida would be an iser to oraisa of yichud, but if they're married, husband and wife are married, so temporarily she's asur because she's a nida, but another week or two she'll be muteris once again when she cycles through back to the part of the month when she's muteris, she goes to mikvah. The combination of those two will restore the heter between husband and wife. So then this sort of temporary iser does not create an iser yichud. Once they've already been married and have already enjoyed permitted intimacy, so then the fact that they're cycling through between Iser and Heter over the course of the month, that does not create an Iser Yichud. So a couple of key points here. One point about the Ishtonida, and then another point about the family relationships, parents and children. In terms of Ishtonida, so it's important to note the following. Shulchan Aruch goes on in Sif Beis to quote based on a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that Chazal, the Isra Darayis says only, as Shulchan Aruch says, Im Erva Meha Arayos, the Isra Darayis says only when the Isra Darayis of Yich is only man and woman alone, and specifically when the relationship between them is one of an Erva. Erva is translated as an Isra Bia with Karis. So the Shulchan Aruch goes on to quote in Siv Beis, let's say they're not an erva to one another. So then it's only, even if it's only two people, it's only an Issa Drabban. Based on a Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Shulchan Aruch gives the background, the time of David HaMelech after the horrific story of Amnon and Tamar, Gazar David Beis Dino, David together with Beis Dino imposed a very, very ancient Issa Drabban, going back to the days of David HaMelech, almost 3,000 years old. An ancient did Rabban on Yichud Penuya. On Yichud, when she is single. She's not an Erva, she's not married to anyone else, she's single. So that's an Isser Yichud Rabbanon. Afa Pisha Eina Erva, even though she's not an Erva, she's not an Ishish, she's not related, they're not related to each other. Still, Bechlal Yichud Arayasi. The David and his Beis Din said this will also be included under the rubric of the Isser Yichud, Durabbanan. So that's a Jewish Penuya, a Jewish woman, when she's not an Erva. And then a later point in time, in the days of Hillel and Shammai, at the end of the Bayesheni period, Shammai the Hillel Gazru al Yichud Kusis. They imposed an Isser Durabbanan on Yichud with a non-Jewish woman. For a Jewish man to have Bia with a non-Jewish woman is a severe Isser, but it's not an Isser Kares. It's a severe Isser, but it's not technically called Gilui Arayos. She's not an Erva because there's no Isser Kares. There are other severe Onshim, but not an Onish Kares. So therefore, Yichud between a Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman is not an Isser Daraisa, but it is an ancient Isser Drabanan dating back to Hillel and Shammai. That's why the Shulchan Aruch wraps up, Nimtza Kalam Is Yachidim Isha Sha'asur Li Sachedima. Man and woman have yichud when it's forbidden. Ben Yisraelis, Ben Kusis, whether she's Jewish, she's not Jewish, it's forbidden. He goes on to the Onesh. We'll get back to the Onesh when we get on to Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. So let's recap. Let's recap. Regardless of identity, unless you're having yichud, obviously a couple, a married couple can have yichud with each other, or yichud between parents and children, other than that, Shulchan Aruch presents yichud between a man and a woman is always forbidden. However, the Shulchan Aruch did differentiate based on the Gemara of Avodah Zarah that it's an Isser Daraisa, a man and woman alone together is only Isser Daraisa if Bia between the two would be a violation of Gilui Arayos, as opposed to Penuya. So this sometimes leads people to make the following mistake. This sometimes leads teenagers to assume, I'm single, and she's single, so yichud only drabbanon. So mistake number one there is, and because it's drabbanon, therefore what? Orthodox Jews keep supposed to keep drabbanons with the same fervor and enthusiasm to keep daraisas. Orthodox Jews avoid eating chicken cheeseburgers, just as we avoid eating beef cheeseburgers, even though those who learned Chulin last year know that a chicken cheeseburger is an Issur Drabbanan, and we follow the Deen Drabbanan. So Yichud Panuya, or Yichud with a Nachris, is an Issur Drabbanan, and we follow the Issur Drabbanan. So that's point number one. Point number two is that it's actually a mistake to think that Yichud between a single teenage boy and a single teenage girl is Issur Drabbanan. It is actually an Issur Daraisa. Because as the Shulchan Aruch just indicated in Sif Aleph, he is clearly adopting the position of the Rambam that that a nida, that bia with a nida is considered to be a violation of Gilui Arayos. It is, after all, an Isra bia with kares. And bizman hazeh, a single teenage woman is a nida, and therefore yichud with her would be an Issur Daraisa. The Shulchan Aruch said in Siv Beis, Yichud Penuya is the Rabbanan. Yichud, that's coined a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that it's Gezeras David u Beis Dino, an ancient din Rabbanan on Yichud Penuya, but not an Issur Daraisa. So the answer is you have to have the following piece of background. Until around 1500 years ago, Tumah and Tahara was relevant to all Jews. Till around 1500 years ago, 1700 years ago, there were Jews who were still eating truma. There were Kohanim who were still eating truma, and therefore needed to be tahar in order to eat truma. If a Kohen is tamei and eats truma, or Kohenes is tamei and she eats truma, that's a very, very severe chet. Or if anyone is tamei and touches the truma, makes a truma tamei, now no Kohanim are allowed to eat that truma. And then up until 2000 years ago, we had a Beis HaMikdash. Men, women, and children all needed to be tahar in order to enter the Beis HaMikdash, in order to bring a Torah to eat a carbon. So Kolzman that we had a Beis HaMikdash, and even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Kolzman that we had Truma, Gemara says that centuries after the Churban Bayis, there were still Jews in the Galil who had Efer Para Aduma and would maintain their Tahara so they could eat Truma. So Gemara believed later in the first parak of Pesachim. Chevraya b'Galil, the Gemara says that we have Chaverim in the Galil who are still Madkan, they're still making themselves Tahar so they can eat Truma. So during the era that Tumah and Tahar was relevant for Truma, for Karbanos, for Beis HaMikdash, so Tumah and Tahar was relevant to men, women, and children. You became Tama, you went to Mikvah in order to become Tahar. And that includes any type of Tumah. That includes Tumas Mace, that includes Tumas Sharetz, and includes Tumas Nida. And a single woman went to mikveh once a month after their nidus was over in order to become tahoros so that they could eat truma, so that they could touch truma, so that they could enter the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't a private matter. It wasn't specific to intimacy. It was Tumah Tahara. It used to be like milchus and fleishiks. Everyone needs to know what's milchus, what's fleishik. So back in the days when you had truma and kutchin, you had to know, are you tamay, are you tahar? Is this kli tamay or tahar? Is this food Tamei or Tahar? It was sort of like Milchus and Fleishiks is for us nowadays. With the end, with the Churban Bayis, we no longer have Beis HaMikdash, we no longer have Karbanos, although we'll get to that a little bit more, Mitzshem and Psachim, Dav Gimel and Beis. And several centuries later, we stopped having the Truma. So nowadays, for the last 1600 years, the only relevance of Tumas Nida is not really on the Tuma and Tahara side, but on the fact that Anida is also Asura Labala, that a married woman, when she's Anida, is not permitted to be intimate with her husband, and husband and wife are not permitted to be intimate with each other when she's Anida. And then once she reaches the point of the month and the menstruation stops and the bleeding is done, and she undergoes a period of checking to ensure that the bleeding is done, then she's permitted to go to mikveh, and she becomes Muteris Labala. Nowadays, for the last 1600 years, the only relevance of mikveh is that it permits a married couple to be intimate with each other once again. That's why for the last 1600 years, going to mikveh is something that's done privately, discreetly, because it's only relevant to dvarim shebeino lebeino. It's only relevant to intimacy between husband and wife, which is a happy, healthy, holy thing. that's meant to be enjoyed by the couple in a tsanua private fashion. That's why Rama writes that the minig nowadays is that women are private about going to mikveh. They're discreet. And that's why mikveh nowadays is reserved for married women. Because the only relevance for intimacy, and that's why single women don't go to mikveh. As a result, when the Gemara says that Yichud Penuya is Dirabanan, that's because in that era, everyone went to mikveh and they became Tameh. So even single women would be Tahar part of the month. They became Tameos and they became Nidos. And then later on in the month, they would go to mikveh so that they could eat Truma, and they could touch Truma, and they could touch Karbanos, and so on and so forth. And during that part of the month, they were also not, from a Gilui Arayos standpoint, not Nidos. But Bizman HaZeh, single women don't go to mikveh. So, and the only way to remove the Nidos status is a combination of the blood stopping together with going to mikveh. But if during a time of a month when a woman is not menstruating, but until she goes to mikveh, she remains with the status, the tumah of nida and the iser of nida. So bezman hazeh, a single woman, once she becomes a nida once, remains asura until she is ready to get married and goes to mikveh. So that's why the line that the Shulchan Aruch has about yichud penuya is largely irrelevant bezman hazeh, unless she's too young to be a nida or too old to be a nida. But a healthy teenage young woman will, bizman hazeh, will be a nida all month long. She's not visiting the mikveh. So as a result, that code takes you back to Sif Aleph. Bala nishto nida, nidus within the context of an ongoing marriage relationship, that's an exception to the Isser Yichud. But normally, nida, like any other erva, is an Isser Yichud daraisa. Okay, so there's one exception to Yichud Arayos, is nida between husband and wife, in the context of an ongoing marriage. They're already married, in the context of an ongoing marriage relationship, with the cycle of nidus within the context of marriage relationship, that does not generate an Isser Yichud. And then the other exception to Yichud Arayos was Av Eimim Bena and Av Im Bito. Right? Parents and children, the mother with a son or the father with a daughter, that was the Mishnah. Right? Coming back to our Mishnah. Misyachid Adam im imo v'imbito. And we saw the source for that actually is the very source for the entire Isser Yichud. Right? That ben im ki yisischa chicha ben imecha b'seiser, that a son is allowed to be alone with his mother b'seiser. Now you notice though, that the Shulchan Aruch did not mention another relationship, family relationship, close family relationship that might be on your mind, that I think we began to touch on last time, and that's how about brothers and sisters? Many of you have siblings. So you mean if mom is out of the home, whichever parents are normally in your home, mom, dad, stepmother, stepfather, whatever the situation may be, that the adults are, the parents are out of the, parent figures are out of the house, and just brother and sister alone. It's Asr. That's a problem. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about being mutter. The truth is that discussion is rooted in a Gemara on Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis. I believe last time we left off with this. Let's take a look. The Gemara quotes Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi. Here at the two dots in Pei Aleph Amid Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Misyachid Adam Imo. The Gemara is now up to that line in the Mishnah. You're allowed to have yichud with your mother. Allowed to have yichud with your daughter. Then the Gemara quotes Amoraim. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. See, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi. Misyachid Adam Im Achoso. V'dar Im Imo V'im Bito. That a person can have yichud with his sister, but of course, if Rav Yehuda says that, you wonder right away, then why didn't the Mishnah mention it? So he answers that question. He says, you're allowed to have yichud with your sister, vidar im imo v'imbito. You could have dira with your mother and daughter. What does dira mean? What does dira mean? So Rashi explains, misyachim machoso lefrakim, on an occasional basis, aval eno dar tamid b'yichud etzel b'bayis. You can't, on an ongoing basis, share a residence. In other words, you have a single mother raising her son. You have a single father raising his daughter. Heter gamur. The father and daughter will share a home, will share a house, will share an apartment for years and years and years until she gets married and moves out and starts her own home. Absolutely had to gummer. Or vice versa. Single mother with her only son and spend years together sharing the same home with no one else there. Heter gamer. That's dira. Between mother and son, between father and daughter, even dira is mutter. Even a permanent residence. Between brother and sister, yichud is mutter, but dira is not. So as Rashi says, lefrakim. On an occasional basis, that's fine. But for this to be an ongoing situation, that is inappropriate. So that's why the Mishnah didn't mention Achoso. Achoso is sort of in between Imo and Bito on the one hand, which is Heter Gamur, and all other areas where there's no Heter whatsoever. But why didn't the Shulchan Aruch mention it? I understand why the Mishnah didn't mention it, but why didn't the Shulchan Aruch mention the Gemara? So the answer is, the Rambam didn't mention it. Well, the Sif Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch is more or less a direct quote from the Rambam at the beginning of Perichav Beis of Hilchas Yisur Ebiya. Perichav Beis, the last parak of Yisur Biya is the parak the Rambam dedicates halachas of Yichud. But why didn't the Rambam quote it? So the answer is that the Gemara goes on to say, Rav Yehuda, the second generation Amora, heard this from Rav Asi. But Rav Yehuda was primarily you see that little note to the Mesaras Hashas. Some don't have the Girsa Asi, just have Rav. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. He was primarily a Talmud, the second generation Amora, Talmud of the two famous first generation Amorim in Bavel, Rav and Shmuel. Sometimes you have Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, sometimes you have Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And here you have Rav Yehuda either coined Rav or Rav Asi, and then he came to Shmuel. Ki Amrisa came to Shmuel. When I repeated this to Shmuel, he said, no, Aser. Aser. The Gemara goes on to explain the Machlokas HaTanoim. Machlokas HaTanoim is that apparently there were even Tanam who held that you can't have Yichud with your mother and with your daughter. That can make for some very complicated situations. We don't accept that. We pass on like our Mishnah. Misyachar Adam im Imo v'im Bito. And that's what, as we saw, the Shulchan Aruch says. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention sisters. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention sisters. But you see that letter Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. See that little letter Aleph? Let's take a look carefully at the page of Shulchan Aruch. You see you have the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah are in the center, and so to speak, the Gemara position. And then you have the, on a page of Gemara, as you know well, you have a Rashi on the inside and Tosfos on the outside, and then you have a few Mefarshim in the margin. Rabbeinu Chananel, you have the Hagos HaBach, Shulchan Aruch, there are so many Mefarshim that the printers want to fill in the page, that they put two major Nosei Kelim, that's why you refer to the Mefarshim on Rambam or Shulchan Aruch, the Nosei Kelim, they put two major Nosei Kelim in the Rashi position and Tosfos position, but then, and they have you'll have a few in the margins also, but there are so many Mefarshim, they had to put a number of them on the bottom of the page as well. And when you're managing so many different Nosei Kelim, the printers had to work out a system to indicate, you know, where to look. Just like you already know from learning Gemara for years, that when you see a Ksav Rashi letter in parentheses, that takes you to the Bach. Right? When you see a block letter, Aleph Beis, with in brackets, it takes you to the Hagos Hagra. And everyone has his own. The little letter Aleph takes you up to the A Mishpah Ner Mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch, there are more options. There's so many Mefarshim. So everyone, you see here, the Beis Shmuel, just a plain, bold letter. The Chalkas Mechokek over here is a bold letter with the parentheses. And the Be'er HaGra, at least in this edition, the Be'er HaGra is a bold letter with one parenthesis. And the Be'er HaGola is a little letter, just like the Masar Sash, just like the Amish B'ner Mitzvah and the Gemara. Everyone has his own system. So let's take a look. Here we read in the Shulchan Aruch before, Arsla in the center, Arsla Hizachedim Ervim Arayos, etc., etc., Chutz Meha'emim B'na V'ha'avim Bito. So you see that that Aleph in the double in the parentheses that sends you to the Chelkas Machokik, right over here on the inside Rashi position. So he says, you see that Dibra Maschil says Krakasatu Simishlafneza, Basifka and Test. Says, I already told you in the previous simon. We didn't learn the previous simon, but he did. The previous simon, simon Chaf Aleph, is largely about the dinam of Negia of Kiruv Basar. Says, I already wrote there, it's relevant to Negia and it's relevant here in our simon to Yichud, that Bigamar Kiddushin, I'm Ravasi, the Im Elu Hitir Afilo Dir Bekvias, the Im Achoso Hitir Yichud Aroi. Ah! He says the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it, but the Gemara mentions that temporary Yichud is mutter between a brother and sister. The Chasav HaRush, and the Rush in the back of Masechet Kiddushin, Paskins Halach Kervasi. Well. So that is the position of the Rush. Look across to the base Shmuel, here in the middle of Sifkat Nalef. You see that Uveshas, right over here. Uveshas Mavur, Ravasi Yomar Mutalis Yachim Achoslo Fishah. Vidarim Imo Bikvius. There you go, that's the Gemara coin Ravasi. Vichasav Arash Dalacha Kervasi. And the Rosh Paskins that way. The Aleph Yud, Eini Odeya. The Eini Odeya, I don't know, Lama Harambam Vaturish Me Too. Why the Rambam leave it out? He says, well, after the sphere laid the Afagav Alacha Kervasi by the Palakim Shmuel, we might pass on like Kervasi, that we should pass on like the Mishnah against Shmuel, that you're allowed to have Yichud with your mother or with your daughter, maybe the Rambam holds we only accept what the Mishnah says. Maybe the Rambam holds that we only accept the Heter Yichud with mother between parents and children, but the Mishnah didn't mention it, so maybe that's the Rambam holds, we don't hold like Ravasi. So what emerges is a machlokes Rishonim Hadapaskin. A machlokes Rambam and Rush, is there only a heter yichud between parents and children, or even between siblings? And the Shulchan Aruch, calling the Rambam, that seems to be the Svardic position, is to pasen, again, like the Rambam, that there's only a heter yichud between parents and children. While the Nosekeh, the Ashkenazi Nosekeh, and the Chelk of the Chelk and the Beis Shmuel are pointing out, but the Rush passes like Ravasi all the way, there even is a heter yichud between brother and sister. That is definitely that standard Ashkenazi psak, that there's a heter yichud between brothers and sisters. From the page of Shulchan Aruch, it would appear that Sfarda would not accept that. Aaron, I would be curious to, if you found out, or if you could find out, what contemporary Sephardi post can hold about that. I'd be curious to hear. Let's close this with a couple of practical points lahalacha. In terms of yichud between relatives. Number one, the biggest issue, the biggest open issue, is what is the difference between yichud and dira? Right, we Ashkenazim certainly, perhaps Sfaradim as well, accept Rashita's Ravasi that Yichud is mutter between brothers and sisters, but not Dira. Right? The Gemara and Payal on base. So how do you differentiate? Where do you draw the line? So clearly, in a pre-COVID enrichment, in a post-COVID era, or actually even in a COVID era, now I imagine a brother and sister, a brother and sister live in the Midwest. Brother and sister live in the Southwest, and they're coming to New York. He's going to be going to YU, Yeshiva College, to be more precise, and she's going to be at Stern, and they're going to be a little homesick. So they figure maybe they'll, instead of each dorming on campus, on the respective campuses, which are several miles away from each other, 6 miles away, instead they'll share an apartment, they'll save on costs, and they'll be able to see each other more often. They share an apartment on the West Side, equidistant between YU and Stern. So that's not permissible. That's good. To share an apartment, the two of them, brother and sister, for 3 months together alone, that's definitely dira. That's definitely beyond a temporary yichud. But where do you draw the line? So there are a number of different approaches in Poskim to what the magic number is. Is it 3 days? Is it 30 days? Rav Moshe Feinstein has a different approach. He thinks you just have to look at context. Is this only as long as a visit, or is it longer than a visit? And he says, context as in how far away do you live? Because even if you weren't related, you know, if you're visiting someone local, so it's normal to stay over for a night or two, but it would be odd to be a guest of someone who's in your hometown for a week. That's more than just being a guest. That's sort of moving in. But, you know, you go to a friend for a Shabbos, you stay over for a night or two. That's normal. And that's if you live locally. If you're, going to visit someone who lives in there, you live in America, you're going to visit someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, so then it probably would be normal to stay over for a week. And if you're going to visit a friend in Australia and you live in America, it might well be normal to visit for 2, 3, even 4 weeks. That's a really long plane ride. That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein says. As long as you're staying for as long as a guest would, so that's not yet dira, and you have to figure out contextually. I believe Rav Schechter takes the approach of Meir Arik that it is a fixed number, that the fixed number is 30 days. So that's one closing point, is the definition of dira versus yichud. A second closing point is there are some, a small miut of Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, most prominently, who seem to understand that maybe even other blood relatives should also be included in the heter v'choso. That is not quoted by any poskim, as far as I can tell, over the last 500-600 years. B'makam tzorech, it may be worth making a she'el chacham, but I think we usually assume that this heter of achoso is only achoso, not an aunt, and not certainly not a cousin, and so on and so forth. It does apply to achoso. And let's remember that there's a full heter yichud between parents and children, and that's our final point, is definition of parents and children. Number one, the Pischei Tshuva and Sifkat and Beis down here, quotes, it's in the smaller, lower, the Mefarsh from the bottom of the page, he quotes from the Bach, Kol Yotzei Chalatzav Dinan Shaveh. Parents and children also includes grandparents and grandchildren, great-grandparents and great-grandchildren, Heter Gamer. And that's not just Dira, that's even Yichud. To move in and live with your grandmother, for a young man to live with his grandmother for 3 years, Heter Gamer. For a young woman to live with her grandfather for 3 years, Heter Gamer. And one final point, in terms of parents and children, or for that matter, grandparents and grandchildren, is there is a discussion in Poskim about, and this is a very sensitive issue, about adoptions. Let's say you're not biologically parents and children, but you function as parents and children. For all practical purposes, this is my father, this is my mother. They're raising me, and they function as my father or mother. So that's a delicate situation. Obviously, in a situation of adoption or in other situations of families that are more than just biological, obviously there are going to be a host of layers. There'll be a host of emotional layers. And there'll be a host of halachic conversations to have. And these are conversations to have, obviously, with a highly competent and highly sensitive posik. But it's worth being aware that this is something the post can discuss, and there's a range of opinions. One needs to make a she'el chacham, and many posts can point out that there may be logically there may be a difference between an adoption at a later age versus an adoption as a baby. It's relevant only to yichud. It's relevant to kirov basar also. There are poskim who would say that if this is who's been raising you, whether as a step-parent, as an adoptive parent, from when you were very little, so functionally it may be very, there may be more room to say there's a heter yichud, there's even a heter negiyah. And that's a very common approach in poskim. I had the opportunity not so long ago to discuss this lamas with Rav Schechter, and he assumed that a couple got married, and she had a 4-year-old daughter from a previous marriage, and her husband was now, for all intents and purposes, going to be serving as the father of this child. They're going to have that sort. They're going to build that sort of emotional relationship. And he said, "No issur yichud, there's no issur negiyah." Even though biologically they don't share DNA, but the svara to matir negiyah and yichud is the emotional relationship. is totally not amorous. It's a totally different type of parental relationship. That's true here as well. If the connection begins at a later age and the child is older, that already becomes more tenuous. That's a shayla that needs to be adjudicated carefully. So these are the issues. These are the key issues in terms of the heter yichud within the family, parents and children, grandparents and grandchildren, a broader definition of non-biological parents and children, as well as brothers and sisters. Certainly for Ashkenazim, it's not for Sfaradim. Temporary yichud is mutter. Mitzvah, next time, we're going to move beyond, out of the family. We're going to start discussing just having more people around. Shnei anashim and shnei nashim. When does it work? When does it not work? Do you ever need three people? Different situations. Bayom, balayla, when you're traveling. A lot of very practical dinim are coming up next time. Rabbosai, have a marvelous, marvelous day.